This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. Now it's time for Market Wrap, and we have Sean Tanis with us here in the studio. So the Transport Ministry wants an end to the practice of offering discounts on traffic summonses. This, of course, triggered some responses and some column and some think pieces linking the move to the country's so-called ill economic condition. Sean, what's happening?
Yeah, I think there's this growing trend of people just like, I think they're missing the point between what's a financial decision and just like fair enforcement of the law since I think Malaysia Baru happened. Because every time the government talks about collection, whether it's some form of tax or fees, people see these moves as Putrajaya's way of filling its coffers. And today, Transport Minister Anthony Lok reminded that JPJ has stopped offering discounts for traffic summonses, and he wants a similar policy and consistency across the board, which then compels PDRM and local authorities to do the same. It's interesting, or rather don't understand how things like discounts for penalties can be minimalized and described as a mere tool to raise national income, because we saw the same thing from those who want their PTPTN loans to be written off the book, those who say, like some smokers who say, like, oh, you know, these penalties for smokers is also to fill the national coffers. And today the minister explained that this particular move, it's actually like, if you look at it, it defeats the law when discounts are given. It says people will not be bothered when penalized for their offences if they get away with leniency. So in this case, discounts are the culprits and enablers. And I do think like discounts for summonses are like you're hitting people with a balloon.
So they've been talking about doing away with the discounts for a long time. I mean, it's not a new conversation, right? The idea that we should stop giving discounts for these things. And for me, the big thing is, look, if you don't want to pay because you just don't want to pay, then say so, right? Don't turn it into a conversation about, oh, you know, you're always going on about the debt and now you're collecting more money from us. They wouldn't be collecting money if you didn't do something wrong.
Something wrong. That's the thing. Stop doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't understand. I mean, maybe they also forget that this is the same ministry that actually waived all the outstanding AES summonses issued before September last year. And, you know, from what I gather, the minister had to explain that this latest move is actually aimed at creating a proper climate of fear, which is what we're talking about, among road users so that they actually abide by the rules.
Yeah, we also saw in recent weeks how traffic offences bring so much harm to the general public, including killing other innocent road users. The Penang Bridge accident case was an example. Anthony Lok actually said he's aware of criticism over his decision about the discounts. He said, I don't care what people think. If they want to get angry with me, they can say that I'm cruel and all that. I will be firm in my decision and will hold. Have told JPJ not to give any more discounts. We don't want to send the wrong message to the public. And also bear in mind, last year there were more than 21,000 road accidents during the Chinese New Year safety campaign period. And we'll see if this latest move can spark a reduction on that number.
It's nice to see that at least he's sticking to his decision. So now moving on to Bursa, shares of Sapura Energy were active today. What's happening there?
Yeah, Sapura Energy Berhad received shareholders' approval for upstream joint venture project, and this involves a strategic partnership with Austria's OMV, which will acquire a 50% stake in Sapura Energy's unit, and it's called Sapura Upstream Sendirian Berhad, and this will be based on an enterprise value of up to 6.6 billion ringgit. And we've covered the story yesterday and this morning as well if you've been listening, and there were over 426.4 million shares traded on the counter, and Sapura closed down 5.3% at 27 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that Market Wrap. After this, we will be talking about how big companies are getting into, well, refillable containers. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.